conversion.
Not really any attempt there from Carsonville Port St. Helens to make that stop. And this two-point conversion is good. It is now 46-0. 7:14 left in the third quarter. Time to sneak in a commercial or two here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Port Hope Hotel invites you to stop in and visit. Enjoy happy hour every day, Monday through Friday, with all can or bottle beer just $1.75 from 4 to 7 p.m. and 75-cent shells all day, Monday through Friday. Every Thursday and Friday, 11 to 10 p.m., it's all you can eat perch. Mouth-watering perch you're sure to enjoy. Friday nights only. Enjoy frog legs for $9.95 a plate. The Port Hope Hotel, famous for their Leroy Burger, also serves a variety of other delicious dishes. Breakfast served Saturday 7 to 11 a.m., Sunday 8:30 to 1 p.m. Stop in and visit the Port Hope Hotel on the shores of beautiful Lake Huron. Takeout always available by calling 989-428-4808.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle 450 Bushman. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Get ammunition at the best price anywhere, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center, located in our 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Back at North Huron High School in Kindy, Michigan, now 46-0, a little over 7 minutes in the third quarter, and two Tigers have just collided on a kickoff return. That was big number 23, Cody Mooney.
Hooper picks up that kick, runs into his own player.
By Quentin Hooper on the kick return.
10 more yards before he's tackled on the far side of the field. It'll be
just heard up here in the press box that the clock will be running continuously, even during scoring opportunities. It seems like everybody here kind of knows that CPS just, they don't have anything left.
No, they look, I think the yellow fuel light is on, and they're running on their last few fumes here.
And plays where you start having two players running into each other doesn't help things.
No.
First and 10, there is a run. It is a fake to Mooney, who was running with his hands high like he had the ball, but he did not have it. It was instead number 8, Austin Matthews.
Number 8, Tyler Mitchell. Goes into the line,
number 8, Tyler Mitchell on the carry, and he picked up about 2.5 yards or so. It will be second and 7.
Do you have a running clock at this point?
Second and 7 for the Tigers after the Tyler Mitchell running play up the middle. CPS trying to find anything on either side of the ball right now that generates some sort of spark. There's a play up the middle. That has some room. That is Peyton Mooney. That play worked. There we go.
Mooney,
the first
breaks one up
truly
the middle
great
for
play
yards before
for
on to bring
CPS
it down
in the second half on either side of the ball. That was almost 20 yards, 18 yards down to the 45-yard line of North Huron. That's where CPS will have first and 10. It was Tyler Knobloch with the tackle. The quarterback and the secondary player, really kind of free safety, roaming around there on the kind of deep in the middle of the field. And he's had to make quite a few tackles on those middle dive plays. If they work, they seem to really work for CPS.
Yes, they do. Out of these smoldering ashes suddenly comes a burst of energy and an 18-yard gain. But we saw that in the first half, Grant, too. You know, good kickoff return, some good plays, and then stop. You know, everything fizzles out.
Well, I think it's safe to say number 12, Peyton Mooney, has been the best player on the CPS team. He's been the one who's had the biggest run so far. He has broken tackles.
Hooper,
he has made men
Mitchell.
Miss. And Tyler Mitchell just not doing the same thing, number 8.
Yeah.
Sikalski's there to make the stop.
Now, he got a pretty good burst of energy there. He got a pretty good cut-up feel, but, ooh, snuffed out after, what, 2-3 yard gain,
yeah,
something like that?
A short 3.
Short 3, yeah.
So it's going to be second and a long seven, maybe second and eight for CPS. They are at the 43-yard line of North Huron. They have gotten into Warrior territory. The question is, can they finally do something with that opportunity? This has happened before. There is another handoff up the middle.
Number 12, once again.
Peyton Mooney.
Mooney.
Shown a little bit of nimbleness in the middle of a crowd. He is the one taking the dive up the middle, and he is not doing it. Mitchell seems to be offset in the backfield, so he's getting a little bit of a rushing start, kind of slashing from one side of the formation to the other when he's coming through the line. Peyton Mooney, he is taking it from right behind the QB on a quick dive without a whole lot of time for anything to develop, except, you know, the element of surprise, and he is making things happen in the middle of the North Huron defense.
Yes, yes, he is. Again, let's see if they can keep this drive going.
Third down, another handoff to Mooney, and he was stuffed immediately on that one.
Pichette is right there to wrap him up instantly.
Andrew Pichette brought him down to the ground. He didn't gain anything. It's almost impossible for that play to go for negative yards because he's a yard in the backfield. And then the handoff is immediate. But if you aren't getting anything on that little fullback dive to Mooney, he was hit essentially as soon as he took the handoff from Quentin Hooper.
That's right. Well, it's not fourth and long, but obviously they've got to go for this one now.
Not only do they have to go for it, but at least in this case, the playbook is open for them. And Mooney's been their best player. He was just stuffed there, but I can't imagine you go away from him. I'm just not seeing the same spark in any of the other seven men on the field for the Tigers.
No, that's absolutely right.
The only thing, maybe some sort of fake to Mooney and keep it with Hooper. He's got pretty good wheels. Here's a pass play, and it's going to get a first. Now it's short. He had to get to the 35.
Pass complete,
it was caught.
Number 15.
But number 15, Zachary Baisdale,
we'll see where they spot the ball.
Was short on that play. He had to get to the 15. He was pushed out by Andrew Pichette. Pichette has made a couple plays now in a row.
First down for the Warriors.
It will be a turnover on downs at the 36 of North Huron. The Warriors will take over.
First down. North Huron takes over on downs. First and 10. Just across their own 35 at the 36-yard line.
You see something like fourth down and four, and it's a pass play, and then they throw the ball short of the sticks. But you got to give some credit to North Huron there. CPS put pressure on that defense. They forced them to make a perfect tackle on a well-designed play that, you know, had a man open who caught the ball, and the Warriors did it. And you got to sometimes tip your hat to Pichette and that Warrior defense. They made the play that they had to make, and they did it in a flawless manner. Or it doesn't go anywhere.
That's right. Yeah, they did. And I'm wondering why the coach hasn't put in some more passing plays, unless he just doesn't have the confidence and or believes in the running game, which tonight is not working.
The only thing I'm looking at as far as that type of play is if you're going to run the play action pass, that started on the near side hash mark, and there's just not that much room between the hash mark where the ball is snapped and the sideline. And that made it easy for Pichette to flow from the middle of the field and knock the guy out of bounds short.
Right.
Maybe if you go the far side, give your players a little bit more room that they can possibly make something happen in space and pick up that extra yard that they needed. First down and 10 for North Huron was not a successful one. It is second and 13 from the 33.
Yeah, that's the first back that time.
A handoff on second down up the middle. It gets a couple of those yards back up to the 35. It will be third and 11. Two running plays from North Huron. Not a whole lot of success. They have found themselves in this situation before, and they were able to throw the ball. But I'm curious now if they have decided to just run the football. If they're okay with not piling on the points.
That would make a lot of sense. Don't get anybody hurt. Run the clock down.
It is the end of the third quarter. It's fast when the clock doesn't stop. 46 to nothing, North Huron, third and 11 from their own 35 coming up. This is the WLEW Sports.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi,